there.
It's Friday morning, and that means we get an audience with Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader. You can read it in paper form every other week and always 24 hours a day.
That's
you don't
right.
even have to leave.
We never
the,
close. We never sleep.
Don't even have to leave the house to read the Reader anymore.
Isn't that nice?
Which I like. RCReader.com. You can read his reviews.
Indeed.
Which I like to do sometimes in the middle of the week, and it seems like you get those reviews up there pretty quick.
Yeah, we get them
certainly
up
by Monday at the
generally
latest.
Sunday night, actually.
Yeah.
But Monday morning at the very latest. So
don't you
wait
can
the
be,
way you used to.
In the know, Mike only got to see one movie last week.
That's all they gave me. That's the only option I had, and the rest of America, too.
Couples Retreat, which
boy,
is,
oh boy.
By the way, the number one movie in America.
How could it not be? I mean, you give them no competition,
mm-hmm.
that's going to happen.
Rhonda wants to go see this.
Really?
Yeah.
And, Mike?
Oh, well, let me, are you going? Because you need to find something better to do.
Well, no, I understand.
You know?
Okay. But will I make it through it at all? Is
I don't
there
know.
Any redeeming
what's
qualities
interesting,
at all?
A friend of mine at work actually said that she saw it on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And that about 20 minutes before the end of the show, somebody stormed off screaming profanities about how bad the movie was.
Well,
great.
There you go.
There's
yeah.
my answer.
There you go. Yeah.
And this coworker assumed it was you.
Yeah, right. She
Mike,
said
were
it
you
was.
At the movie? I guess,
No, I just silently flip movies off, actually, when mm-hmm. I'm mad.
Okay.
I just,
so
I
then do. I will just basically like, say, I heard it's really bad.
Wow. No, it's kind of stunningly bad.
Okay.
It's, this one is really, really painfully weak. Yeah,
okay.
It's shocking how bad it is, actually.
See, Jenny, when we go to the movie house, before we decide to give them our money, the question is invariably, what did Mike say?
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
See,
that's
I don't know that
silly,
Rhonda cares what Mike says.
No. Not sure she
But if
should.
I say, if I mention that it's stunningly bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's mention that somebody walked out screaming
right.
the F word about
so
how
this will
badly.
Make, this makes
Why?
Like Fred Claus look like a masterpiece
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, kind of. Fred Claus, at least, was kind of amusing. Yeah, this one, you just don't, you don't like
you
anybody.
Enjoy the people.
Nobody's funny
yeah.
in it. And it feels really weirdly edited to get a PG-13 rating. We've all seen that. I think we've all seen that preview like 100 times.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see that scene with like Jon Favreau and Kristen Davis. They both
uh-huh.
have, you know, adulterous affairs and
mm-hmm.
stuff. Well, they don't mention that until the last 5 minutes of this movie. I mean, all those scenes you saw of them kind of messing around with others have just been chopped out of the movie for some weird reason. So the movie keeps threatening to be
it's
a little
not
dirtier
a weird
than
reason.
It should.
No, it's not a weird reason, because then they can release the unrated DVD.
You know, I didn't even go there.
Again, cynical Dave has to come in and explain to you rubes how things work.
Okay, so this stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I saw it. It was the number one movie in America, but now there's a DVD where Kristen Davis is getting something good to her.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
No, it's just, there's nothing funny
Vince
in it.
Vaughn
it's
is
Vince
the
Vaughn.
King of the unrated DVD.
Yeah,
he's
Vince Vaughn has
it.
To go away, too, for
yeah.
a while. It's,
yeah.
it's, we've had it.
So really stunk.
Really stunk. Really bad movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And
did
that
you laugh
was it.
Once?
I didn't laugh once.
Okay. Well,
no.
then there you go.
No.
There's still stuff out there like The Informant and whatever I need to catch up on.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff to get caught up on,
yeah,
for
okay.
sure.
Now, we've got four movies opening up in theaters in the Quad Cities today. Let's start with Paranormal Activity. I don't
yeah.
have a clip for that. This is a weird kind of viral movie that it costs like $20 to make.
Something like that, yeah. I think
and
it's like,
just getting rave reviews. It's supposed to be like
intensely scary.
Like terrifying scary.
Yeah, yeah, this thing got released in midnight showings, like in kind of big cities, and then and they had an online poll, I guess, where you could like send in saying, we want this movie in our town,
mm-hmm.
and they paid attention. Now it's opening all over the place. It set a new record last week for like the most money ever made in less than 200 theaters. Did you read that?
No.
Made like $7 million.
Mm-hmm. It finished fourth.
Yeah, off of like 180 screens or something ridiculous.
Wow.
Something no movie has ever done before.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's kind of a cult of...
And who's in this? Anyone?
No.
No one?
It's like Blair Witchy. It's just
okay.
people you
yeah.
know, setting up a video camera and now scary things happen.
Some, yeah,
okay.
a lot
yeah.
of... someone's going to make a ton of money
oh,
off of
man.
This.
Yeah, okay.
When you look at putting no money into a movie and then it becomes a blockbuster...
Yeah.
Because at that, Blair Witch, I think, still has the record for biggest return ever on a movie.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
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 yeah. But, yeah, this one will give it a run for its money for sure. So, yeah, hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's fun.
Also opening in Quad City Theaters, Where the Wild Things Are. I'm excited for a couple of reasons. One, I'm sick of the ads for it.
See, I'm happy every time I see the previews. I just, they work for me.
The
they make me smile.
This is the movie about a rambunctious boy named Max who escapes to an island where he meets a mysterious and strange group of creatures who crown him their king. Here's a clip of Max meeting Carol. Max meets Carol. It's where the wild things are.
See? This guy gets it.
Hey, weird little thing. I like the way you destroy stuff. Good technique. There's a spark to your work that can't be taught.
Thanks.
Go give me some gabagool.
Yeah,
James Gandolfini playing
awesome.
The role of Carol.
And they look alike, actually, just a little bit.
Getting rave reviews. I was just sitting here on my island feeding my ducks.
That was a bit of Travolta there.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. I can't right. do Gandolfini.
Drinks for everyone.
Also opening in theaters today, Law Abiding Citizen. Yes, James Butler. They're finally giving him another chance.
Oh, Butler.
We talked to Regina Hall, a new friend of the program, and she would not tell us how long she lives in the movie. So we're counting on you, Mike, to kind of do some recon.
Sure, absolutely. I hope a long time, because we like her.
Yeah. Gerard Butler stars as a criminal mastermind out for revenge, sending an entire city into chaos from the confines of his prison cell. Here's a clip from the movie, Law Abiding Citizen. It's in theaters today.
Did you murder Clarence Darby?
I wanted him dead.
Rupert Ames, did you murder him as well?
Rupert Ames deserved to die. They both deserved to die.
So you arranged both of those murders?
Yes, I planned it in my head over and over again. It took me a long time.
I guess we're done here.
Counselor.
We're done here. We have your confession.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, on tape.
Oh, really? I don't think so. Let's think back. What did I say? That I wanted to kill Clarence Darby? That both Darby and Ames deserved to die? That I planned it over and over again in my head?
We know you did it.
Well, it's not what you know. It's what you can prove in court.
Jamie Foxx seems like a really bad lawyer. Because just listening to that dialogue, it's like, yeah, he didn't admit anything. No, he's absolutely correct. What's the drama?
I had the same thought. Way to not really say anything.
Uh-huh. We got it on tape.
We got your confession.
No, you don't. Well, no.
You are such a bad lawyer. I figured you knew you got nothing.
And I was I was almost expecting, too, because it's all about how he's made all these arrangements, that Gerard Butler was going to go, I've arranged to erase that tape already. But I don't know.
You'll notice.
It's not gonna. It's Petula Clark on that tape. I'm a mastermind. You'll never be able to put me away with that. Jamie Foxx, blame it on the alcohol. Finally, opening in theaters today, we have The Stepfather, a remake of the 1987 movie that Mike got drunk to about 100 times,
at least.
A young man grows suspicious of his mother's new boyfriend. Is he really the man of her dreams, or could he be hiding a dark side? I don't want to ruin it for you, kids. He's hiding a dark side.
Yeah, but a PG-13 dark side, so how much fun is it going to be?
Boo!
To the PG-13 stepfather.
Here's the clip from The Stepfather in theaters today.
What's all the noise?
I thought I could make this work, but I can't. This isn't the right family for me. The boy is the problem.
He has no respect.
You haven't been hard enough on him. You've got to make a boy understand. You got to break him if necessary.
You're too weak to do that.
What are you talking about?
I thought it could work, but it can't. I thought you could be Mrs. Grady Edwards, but you can't.
What did you say?
Wait. Who am I here?
Again.
Again.
That's the most important part of the entire movie.
And they ruined
it. They decided to send that to us as a clip to play. That's the big reveal.
That's the big reveal.
Hey, all right, everyone, here in theaters, Empire Strikes Back, I've brought a clip. Luke, I'm your father.
It's just so rude. It's just
so
rude.
A new movie opening up, Mike, The Sixth Sense. Here's a clip.
Yeah.
You mean I've been dead the whole movie?
God.
Creepy James Joel Osment, whatever your name is.
Ugh. Why? Why did they do that?
In Quad City Theaters today, it's The Usual Suspects. In this clip,
Kaiser Sose,
Kaiser
played
Sose.
By Kevin Spacey. Yeah.
God. Well, there you go.
All right.
It sounds like...
You have more movies to see.
I got more movies to see. Yeah, this is my life.
I got Welcome a feeling he's going to come back with rave reviews for at least one, probably two of these movies.
I'm thinking at best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hopefully, Where the Wild Things... I'm kind of digging it already.
Over.
Well, I think it's getting good reviews, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's doing pretty well,
I think. What yours is.
But, yeah.
And it seems like the distance of time has made you kind of think that Anvil might not be your favorite movie of the year.
I saw it again, actually, on Sunday. So
and?
I've seen it a third time. No, it's I'm sticking with it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's... I'm pulling back just a little bit.
Okay.
Not that it's bad in any way.
It'll definitely be a top 10.
For sure.
Quite possibly a top 5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. The end of the year's coming soon, Mike. It's time to start
I
thinking
know,
that
right?
way.
Jeez, I got work to do.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We are Dave and Darren. And this is the Quad City Rocker. It's Rock 104.9.